is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crackers bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
But Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Yes, I do it like Nike. Them one pies in me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up. No me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20.
The Monday, June 19th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And it's a Monday. Murphy's alive on this Monday. I'll tell you, boy, what can go wrong will go wrong if it possibly can. But guess what? We've gotten over the hurdles. We're here. And we're going to make that work run. Nothing but fun. Because school should be officially done. No more school run for a couple of weeks, eh? I mean, one or two maybe still in school. Or most everybody done master. Everybody done finished, right? Mr. Producer, everybody done out, right? School done finished. So we made the work run as much fun as we can. You know how to chime in. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For smart news, for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. So, hope you had a good weekend. Let's jump on in. Let's have a look at the headlines. We may hear from Abaco today. I know it was a busy weekend in Abaco, and they got a big Father's Day, so they might be a little tied up down there today. So, and some people may be traveling, so we may not hear from Abaco today, or we may very well may. If we do, we'll get them on and pop, and if not, next Monday we'll make an extended edition for you. But here's what was blazing up the pages of the National Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. The headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Citizens impacted by ruling remain in limbo. Bell says immigration department should still accelerate current applications. Though the Privy Council has ruled that the children born in the Bahamas out of wedlock to Bahamian men and foreign women were Bahamian citizens at birth, Minister of Labor and Immigration Keith Bell said yesterday he believes the Department of Immigration should still accelerate the approximately 1,400 applications before it from people in this category. More than 6 weeks since the landmark ruling, the Office of the Attorney General has not yet publicly announced any procedures that will be followed for these individuals to apply for their passports. And the passport office has posted a notice at its New Providence office saying that it is awaiting guidance from the Attorney General on how to proceed. So there's still layers to this onion. And 1,400 people are in limbo. Haven't we heard this story before, though? Isn't it always something like this? Why is it like continuing to be like a reoccurrence? Shouldn't we maybe fix this so it doesn't keep reoccurring 50 years in? U.S. judge splits SBF charges into two trials. A U.S. judge on Friday agreed to split the criminal charges against FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried after U.S. prosecutors raised concern that a Bahamian court's review of five of the 13 charges against him could hold up the trial. Bankman-Fried, also known as SBF, whose cryptocurrency exchange was headquartered in the Bahamas, is accused of defrauding his customers out of billions of dollars. His trial is set to start in October. So now you get two trials out of it. So you're all telling me, oh, this negative publicity could blow over. No. Now when he come back to court and they bring it all up over again, it could be done twice in two cases. So you got to hear about it twice. No, we don't have egg or nanny on our face. No, we don't. No. We look clean and pristine. Photo op. Jury returns verdict of homicide by manslaughter in police-involved shooting. A man shot dead by police while attending a family gathering was unlawfully killed. An inquest jury has ruled. The coroner's jury on Friday returned a verdict of homicide by manslaughter concerning the shooting death of Shanton Forbes, 21, on March 25, 2019. The inquest heard how Constable 3731 Kevin Greenslade and 3725 Young were dispatched to number 14 Graham Drive in Yellow Elder Gardens to investigate reports of an armed man. The anonymous caller reportedly gave police a description and a name of the alleged gunman. The officers alleged that Forbes pointed a gun at them. As a result, he was shot multiple times. Now, according to the coroner's court, Forbes rushed to PMH Hospital, where he died later that day. Two civilian witnesses saw the inquest that Forbes didn't have a weapon, and the officers fired a shot upon arrival, causing everyone to run, including Forbes. Police produced a pistol that they claimed was the gun that Forbes was on with. Attorney Calvin Fox, who represents Forbes' estate, told the jury that it was difficult to believe that in 2023, police were unable to lift prints from a firearm. So there you have it. And this is about 6 weeks after another ruling. So we'll see where this is going. Father not surprised at son's tragic end. The father of a teenager who was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer on Thursday night said he anticipated his son's death as he had taken a troublesome path. Aaron Johnson, 17, was killed after he attempted to rob a restaurant on East Bay Street, police said. In a way, I wasn't surprised, said Ashley Johnson, 46. I was more or less anticipating this. The life he was trying to live it too fast. No matter how much we talked to him, he didn't want to listen. I honestly expected this, but I wasn't expecting it like this. Sad situation there. Man shot dead outside business. A 39-year-old man was shot and killed outside a business in the area of Wolf Road and Claridge Road on Saturday night. Police reported that shortly before 9 p.m., they were alerted via shot spotter technology of gunshots being discharged in that area. I tell you the irony of all this. I'm glad that these shot spotters is being used effectively. And before, you know, this administration had a lot to criticize shot spotter. But now it seems like it's a big part of their, you know, arsenal. So now it's a good thing. I don't get it. All right. Naughty. Let me check the text lines real quick. Feel free to chime in on your headlines, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Phone lines are open. And text lines, obviously. Naughty, that FTX, it's going to blow over our right routine. No, it's going to blow right up in Brave's face in this whole entire administration. That's where it's going to blow up. And that's where it's going to blow over. Excuse me. Let me check some other texts. Naughty, why is this lousy government paying these lousy consultants like Rodney Monk and them? I see no interruption of crime. 60,000+ of taxpayers' money for what? Like you say, photo ops. I don't care what you're eating at the Atlantis for Father's Day. I want to see how you take a bite out of crime. I would too, brother. Especially if they're paying all that money. Naughty, my boy said he's getting married. I said, congrats. I asked how long he known her for. He said 6 months. Boy. Yeah, I tell you, that sounds like a marriage of convenience to me. If you all had voted on issues instead of emotions, we wouldn't have been in this problem with a hike in light bills due to the fuel hedging negligence by this lousy administration. I hope the next 3 years move by slowly. Hope it feels like 10 years. Wow, well, thanks for wishing all that goodness on us, Texter. I just hope you're right here for those 3 years to go with it, like as if it was 10 since you put the whammy on us. Listen in the 5 o'clock hour, they'll tell you what Pearly real name is. Hi. Wee. Anyway. Naughty, it makes no sense. Your text was right. I don't get this government increasing the consultancy benefits by millions and then taking money away from other areas that need it in this latest budget. What can I say? Can't you see we've seen this movie before? Come on, man. We know how this is all going to play out. We've seen this just in different variations. Naughty Brave and the PIP had no plans and articulated no plans between 2017 and 2021 to govern this country. They were just hateful and savagely bitter against ministering Dorian and the pandemic because they wanted power. They deceived the people and now they can't stop campaigning as things spiral out of control. Brave is lousy, indecisive, and incompetent. He is very decisive on his travel arrangements, though. But he got that one plan he got is that flight plan. The FTX situation shows how mixed up and slow our judicial system really is. I tell you. And the world sees it. And months ago, and I said, when the ish really hits the fan with this, it's not over now. This is going to keep coming up over and over and over and over again and keep biting us in the derriere. Or gluteus maximus, or tushy, or bunda. Because, you know, some listeners don't like when I say bungie. So, yeah, there it is. And we can't shake it. And now they got two cases coming up. They're going to continue to talk about SBF, continue to talk about FTX, continue to talk about our involvement as a nation. Taxter, where did this come from? Naughty, how fast does one have to drive to hit a lamp pole and the car to blow up? Well, why don't you find out, Evel Knievel, and then get back to me? I wouldn't know offhand. And please, continue to just text any random idiocy at any moment that comes to your mind. I appreciate that. No, it keeps me balanced. It does. Proves I can go off topic into that realm and come back and still be efficient. So, yeah, it makes me better. So thanks. Naughty Brave is full of empty talks that just believe we're stupid. He created a lot of consultancy posts, mostly with people on pension and cutting back on essential services. Naughty, did you see the U.S. crime report that said our Bahamian courts gives bail to everyone too easily? Yep, I saw that one too. Mm-hmm. You know, and these reports just kind of keep dropping at the right times, boy, I tell you. But again, we don't have a crime problem. We don't have a crime crisis. And rapes are down. It's crazy. Nor do you see that honesty in the father accepting his son's fate due to the life he lived. I'm sorry for his loss, but I celebrate his transparency in his son's actions and how he tried to help him shift. I feel that man's pain. I do. My thoughts and prayers go out to him and the family. And I feel for that young man too. Because we lost another one to senseless violence or situations that could have been avoided. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty. What's going on,
hey,
young man?
What's going on, 52? All good with you?
Boy, I just hit my head on the post just now, Naughty. I was knocking myself. I go on by a shop to buy a TV. And for some reason, I don't frequent this place, but there's a sign. My body was aligned right in place with the sign.
I
couldn't even believe it. Boy, they would have laughed if this... It's an iron post and it was shaking, so you know why they hit my head. But we all have to face judgment, you know. But I want to expose something that's in the newspaper that's the public business. There's a narrative in the Nassau Guardian with the other Friday, the June 16th, serious efforts to fight human trafficking, right?
Right. That was the headline.
The Obamas to push for more convictions, right? So, like I said, migration and human trafficking, they interface one another, right? So I just wanted the public to know this here is a farce, and this is BS. There's no serious effort to contradict, interdict human trafficking, all right, Naughty? Because it doesn't match what they're doing on the ground.
Right.
It's just words. Because why I say that, right, Naughty, is that Cleaver Duncombe, C. Allen Johnson, have been mentioning for years now, and we've been talking about, well, Cleaver had mentioned the DNA for the testing for the mother and the father, and C. Allen was talking about the biometrics, which
right.
is detailed biometrics, and the citizen digital ID, right? So with the implementation of this model, what would then happen is, because I was in a conversation with Lang, but he asked me some questions, so it threw me off, and but this is what I really wanted to get at, because some days you need to have an open line for open mind, all right? Now, here's where the farce comes in. I've been into the serious effort on human trafficking, and that's BS, for someone at my level of consciousness, but here's where what I have a problem with. I have a problem with, all right, Mr. Lang was correct also, but we should have new implementations. in this affidavit BS with these justices of the peace that politicians throw out just for make people to make some little money. So but we need to be more stringent in this measure. And so he sought to run on about from Ping to Perry, Minister Ingram to Perry to Minister to Brave. What I'm saying is that chronology doesn't move. He's saying no one is convicted in the court for these type of offenses with fraud. Bell said he detects fraudulent documents being used to detain legitimate documents. Here's where the problem lies. We now have DNA. Right, Naughty?
Correct.
And so people who are lying and who brought children here, there's a very famous activist, too, Haitian activist, who is said to have been in this situation, too. You come in with a person and they say that's your mother. And then they pay someone to say that's the father. So DNA will expose all of this. So until then, I really can't call it the gospel or call it the justice of the peace. You see what I'm saying, Naughty?
Right. We need to involve technology now.
Yeah.
And science.
Yeah. So we have to use... Because they're using it against us, so we have to use it against them. And so the PM admitted that DNA needs to be implemented, but I thank Cleaver for bringing in the mother and the father, because we know that people lie, it is the mother. It could be a funny situation with Frankie Campbell, too. You see what I'm saying? This is why they don't like behemoths, because at social services, they did a poor job. They still haven't cleared up these matters with these people there. You see what I'm saying? This will expose corruption at the highest level. And, you know, immigration is the crux of the problem, but they don't want to admit that, because what happens is, he said the lawyers, the justice of the peace and the judges them, right? So what I'm saying is the judge don't go looking for corruption, you know. So what I'm saying is if it's a chronology, the system is set up in a way where plausible deniability is a part of their armamentaria. It's their tool to use. So they don't know this and they don't know that. But DNA will expose that who's the mother and who's the father, and people sign up on these things that they know were not true. So, you know, They ran by what somebody told them. They had to because they didn't have DNA, Naughty.
Right, they didn't have the tools.
Make me teach the public, because please, they teach me. 25% of the world population, or 20 to 25% of the world population are non-secretors. That means you cannot get DNA from their secretions.
Right. So
it's not that common, but that's the only incident in which, but you wouldn't have the mother and the father being non-secretors. That's what I'm saying. So I just wanted to wake up the public, so we can't go a gospel according to JPs anymore. There's no justice and no peace. Give thanks.
Yes, my brother. Bless. Always a pleasure, 52, and you're always dropping that science. I appreciate that. All right, let's get to the next caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? What's going on?
Right there, boy. Right there, man. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you too, man.
And happy Father's Day, belated Father's Day to all fathers in this country who are daddy. You know, Naughty, squeezing right in behind 52. You know, always agree with his mindset and the way how he sees things. We all are aware that these JPs have been called into question for quite some time. You know, signing off fraudulent, supposed fraudulent documents, swearing for people who they say they know and they don't know, all for filthy lucre. That is part of our problem. This illegal migration situation is something that no politician, all right, seriously, from my periphery, I don't think any politician want to touch this or deal with this or bring some type of semblance as far as the closure is concerned.
No, sir.
Or elimination to this. You know why? Because, as I always say, this thing is a big business.
I just can tell you, it's bad for business. Connect the dots, follow the money,
okay.
You know why.
It is big business. And it's not just big national business. It's big transnational business. And I've given 5 points to this illegal migration situation where these persons are not serious about touching it. You know, this is why we call on persons who really do investigative journalism to actually go behind the scenes and touch and actually investigate the 5 points that I gave to see how prevalent it is in this country. And secondly, who potentially may be involved in this racket, because that's all this is, a big racket. And this thing stinks all the way to the top, not just locally, but also internationally. And I've touched on the 5 points, and I've yet to hear anyone in the hierarchy even come out and dispute what is being said in the open domain. So it gives credence that obviously this thing is true. You know, I believe personally, if we can hit a serious dent in this illegal migration and this immigration department on the whole whose department is actually under the scrutiny of not just the public, because the world is watching. And it's so sad because everything seems to be corrupt in this country and people are afraid to call it for what it is because of victimization and intimidation. We got to call it for what it is. I'll close on this one point. As C. Allen always said, the data is there. Why is it that when these persons are born in the hospital, we can't really tell who they are, even with the illegal or the suspected illegal migrant? Why is it that we can't get data? Why we can't get the names of these persons? How they got here? Why are they here? You know, and so on and so forth. Why? Because certain persons enjoy the system being exactly the way how it is in its corrupt stage, because there are certain individuals and families that is benefiting mutually from this whole fiasco while the rest of us suffer under the burdens. We got to fix this problem now. This cannot continue. Thanks for taking my call.
Good stuff, Jeff. Always good to hear from you. Always good points. Like I say, that's the conversation. That's what people are talking about. And the one hot button issue, the one hot topic right now, that's going to win whoever's going to win the next general election, is this going to be this immigration issue? This is your hottest button right now. Hottest of them all. All right, Mr. Bruce, let's take the break. We'll wrap up by the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, and The Buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. On the flip side of the break, I'll take some text. Then we get up into the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Now. So I'll slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour when we talk sports. And Earl the Pearl will be in the building, so keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Monday, June 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let me go to the text lines real quick. Naughty during the week, all it is murder, 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 and more murder. Boy, I tell you, probably tomorrow, more murders. Naughty, Rodney is a JP. Is he part of the problem? I said, yeah. Not just is he a consultant, he's also a JP. He might be a double whammy, slammy. He might be a two-edged sword that's part of the problem. Naughty, I agree. Immigration is the hottest topic, and crime is a close second. Whoever deals with that will win the next election. Or who addresses that will win the next election. Naughty, what's the deal with corner situation? Because it sounds like it's been dragging on and on and on and on. I tell you, they doing it like slowly so they can make sure a couple hold the rug up nice and high. Another couple get the dustpan, and another set get the broom from LeBron, and then just sweep it how they need to sweep it, you know, under the rug. Or they might reverse it and park it under the rug like they did the next one, but we can leave that alone. We can touch that one. Naughty, all kind of criminals on bail. Thank you for reminding me. That is true. But again, that's back to our legal system, our judiciary, what's on our books, the loopholes that are left open that remain to be closed, and sometimes, in some cases, I guess, are refused to be closed, are not allowed to be closed, because in the big scheme of things, I guess it's bad for business. Let me check some other texters. Naughty, I hate to say it, but I have to agree with that foreign judge, Gonsalves, he was a prime minister, said our judiciary is from Mars. Yeah, boy, I tell you, I'm starting to wonder sometimes. I don't like it coming from him, considering all, you know, the skeletons in his closet, but nonetheless, I'm shaking my head at some things. Naughty, there are all kind of new Haitians all over. They can barely speak English, but yet they have documents. How is this possible? If you can't speak English, you aren't from here. You shouldn't. You obviously didn't. You weren't born here, but yet you have paperwork to be here. Listen, I mean, it makes one scratch one head. It really does. And I appreciate Mr. Bell, you know, offering his 2 cents on the port deal and so on. But I just want to hear strictly immigration from Mr. Bell, that he's got a total grip on this situation. It's a big portfolio, and it needs to be handled properly. And if you need help, ask for it. Anywho, we went to the break already, right, Mr. Producer? You got one in, right? Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. Let's get into the global warming. We'll see, the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And don't forget, it's all about Crazy Tuesdays. That's right. Tomorrow, you got 5 pieces of chicken for $10. 2 thighs, 2 legs, and a wing for $10 at your favorite KFC NASA location. All right? Be sure to go get it. Get you some, too. Yeah, we'll get you some. I may can't wait till tomorrow. All right. I'm going to get to that text right now, right before we get to the break. And I open up the phone lines and see what the people say. We'll have fun with that for a couple of minutes. But let's see what's the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Comedian Joycelyn Chia worried about an arrest after Malaysia Airlines joke. Oh, boy. I know. Sometimes it's really good on stage, Joycelyn, and it's really funny. And then as soon as you step off stage, it comes back to bite you square in the rear end. Good Time star John Amos declines daughter's charity GoFundMe is shut down. Very vocal about that. The Rock, an impassioned plea, you know, on Father's Day and post-Father's Day, urges fans to reconcile with their fathers after he failed to do so before his dad's death. So he got in a huge fight with his dad 3 weeks before, you know, his death, and they never patched things up. I like The Rock. The Rock wears it right there on his sleeve. He puts it all out there, you know? I'll tell you a funny story about The Rock, though. I remember it was like 96 or 97. I was still at Breezes. And The Rock and his dad and a whole entourage of wrestlers came down. This was right before The Rock signed with the WWE to come out as Rocky Maivia Jr. Uh-huh. Tag team with his dad. You know, and I remember the show. Had the Warlord, had the Barbarian. had Savio Vega. All right. I think I had Dustin Rhodes on there at the time. A couple other WWE, former WWE stars. Jim Neihardt was one. Jim D'Anvil Neihardt was one of the Hart Foundation. The Rock was there. His dad was there. I remember it well. Canelo Alvarez and his wife on an Italian vacation and apparently shopping it up. Looks like, boy, Canelo like his wife spending all our fight money, boy. Look like Versace can done. And Russell Simmons got his things on Father's Day. Apparently not a happy Father's Day wishes coming in from Kamara Lee or their daughters. No issues. A lot of issues for Russell these days. A lot of issues. Real talk. It's kind of, you know, every time you look up nowadays, you hear Russell, on the back chat, you hear something about Russell. Bruce Willis celebrated on Father's Day by Demi Moore and Emma Heming and the whole family. Good for Bruce. And Mark Anthony welcomes his seventh child, his first with wife Nadia Ferreira. So there you go. One thing about Mark Anthony, but he don't play. He'll bounce back, but he resilient, man. Anyhow, that's a wrap on your global warming machine of the planet in 60 seconds or less. So I brought you, of course, by KFC now. So, all right, let me get to this text. I open up the phone lines and I open up the text. Chime in. Yeah, naughty. Mr. Bell can run his mouth all he wants on a port deal, but can't tell the Bahamian people about this immigration crisis. I agree with you there, man. All right, here's the text I was referring to. And call in or chime in. We got about 4 minutes left before you got to go to the break and then to the news. Naughty, if election was called today, who you think would win? And remember, the PLP petty, so if you answer wrong, your BPM might be tripled. It tripled now. Mr. Producer, you get your bill yet? Have a cocktail before you open your BPL bill, my brother. Have a stiff one. Don't have no drink. Don't have no beer. I talk and have a drink. Because listen to me. My wife showed me a copy of the bill in 1 month, baby, and ain't no changes whatsoever. Because we made sure I do our due diligence. But when I saw that bill, it had me dehydrated, baby, all my hamstrings locked up. I had cramps. All my belly started hurting. It was triple. And for what? For people making stupid decisions in Parliament in regards to hedging and misspeaking. And now we feeling it. Like I told y'all, we was going to feel it. Boy, I hate saying I told you so in this case, you know. Now you talk Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl. I want to say I told you so. I told you, hey, this right now, garbage. Highest order. So tell me, if election was called today, who you think would win? And let me know. What is the role that Rodney holds? Rodney is a consultant, a consultant to crime. He's a crime interrupter, right? You know, he's supposed to, if I look at a crime interrupter, I'm thinking that, you know, if a crime's going down, he should pop right in and interrupt it like, hey, hold on. Back it up. Separate. You and the gun go over there. Put this $10 in your pocket. You turn tail and run before he come back and shoot the two of us. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that should be a crime interrupter. Naughty, so what you're saying is I need to carry my Pepto business more. Maybe I pick this bill up. Yeah, man. Pepto. Tums. But have a drink first. I would suggest go for the alcohol first. Shot of Jack. Maybe 151. Maybe Jaeger Bomb if you like Jägermeister. Do something strong. Because when you open that bill, all you hear is, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. Big, ugly power bill. A King Kong. To jump out of there. Mm-hmm. It ain't pretty. And it's not your fault. And you should be upset about it, and you should agitate, and you should make noise. And you should remind people when they come on the campaign trail how full of crap they really are with these kind of promises about power and all this foolishness. Because again, we're the conk. We're the conk. Because we keep shooting ourselves in the foot by electing these jabronis that keep doing it to us over and over again. But that's another story for another show. Quick break, flip side of the break, we got the news. On the flip side of the news, we got sports. Pearlie will be in the building. We'll be chopping it up. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good!
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Thank you.
wonderful. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Monday, June 19th edition continues right now. We got Pearly zooming in. We're in the 5 o'clock hour. You know, we're talking sports. Pearl, what's good?
Everything on the quiet, my brother. What you saying?
Listen, we got to get this out of the way. I had a texture from 405. Text in and say, can you please tell me Pearl's real name? And could you tell me what Pearly's real name is? I want to know something. Thanks. So I said, wait till 5 o'clock. Pearly will tell you himself. If not, you go by Earl of Pearl till they figure it out.
Oh, they want to know my real name. All right, I'll tell you before the show is over.
Boy, you smart. That's why I use my big boy, you know. They got to wait till the end now, boy. You pull a WWE on them. Talk about a championship match the whole show, then let them see it for 3 minutes at the end.
Yeah. Yep.
So, text, it's coming up. You'll hear from it right before we go to the final 10 today with Rich Eisen. We might
I'll give you my whole government name.
We might let Rich Eisen tell you since he's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
But listen, Burley, I mean, I think we could officially say we're out of the basketball conversation now. We gotta focus on football and baseball.
Yeah.
But these are the dog days of summer. Right now, it's like 66 days from college football, 86 days from the NFL.
You really got nothing else to do but count how much days before the first game, right?
Yes,
really?
Buddy. What? Come on, Pearly. I mean, let's be honest. There's only so much your Dodgers and my Yankees can do right now the way they're playing, right?
Oh, my God. What a weekend. The both of them got swept.
Jesus God. LeBron.
I mean, the Giants just pounded the Dodgers. I was never so embarrassed in my life.
LeBron was playing for both them games.
For 100 years.
And the Giants of all people, Pearly. The Giants.
Oh, that's our hated rivalry. We hate the Giants more than we hate the Yankees.
That go back for years, man.
That go back when it was the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I tell you.
The Dodgers moved to Los Angeles. The Giants moved to San Francisco. The rivalry has gotten worse since then.
Yeah,
there's no love lost between those two teams.
Never got no better. It got progressively worse. I can't tell you a word of lie.
Yeah.
There is no love there.
But like I told Coach Seymour yesterday, a good friend of mine, a big Dodger fan, I'd rather suffer May, June than suffer September, October. So I let up this slump now and turn it around by time Pearly. Playoff time comes.
You see what the Red Sox did thus.
Yeah, the Red Sox playing good ball. Justin Turner playing good ball. The Red Sox is a good young team. But all this, you know, you're missing Judd big time.
Hey. And now we got to start playing that song, Free Falling. We 39 and 33. We 10 and a half by. We still hovering, keeping that 9.5, 10 and a half. But, man, can't keep playing with that fire. Got to make a run. But listen here.
Tampa Bay. Y'all got to hope for a wild card.
But you guys are in third place. The Giants are 3.5 back. You're 4 back.
Yeah, but that's four games is a weekend series.
No, I understand that, Pearly. I'm just saying, like, right now, though, both of us are not where we want to be.
Definitely rough, right? Listen, at one point we had Bush, Outman, Vargas, and a rookie pitching at the same time. We had four rookies on the field at the same time.
But you know, you and I both subscribe to the old adage, next man up. Injuries are part of the game. You got to play through it.
That's part of the game. But I'm just saying, we bring in rookies. We've started like two rookies. I got a rookie coming off in the bullpen. We hurting bad.
Now, speaking of hurting bad, I might be tipping your hand here a little bit. But apparently, I was doing some reading over the weekend. Uh-huh. Jazz is working his way back diligently because Jazz Chisholm is working his way to get back in the lineup diligently because
they expect him back by the end of the month.
No, but hear me. He won't get back in that lineup because I hear dudes are playing in his absence.
No, Marlon's playing great baseball right now.
So much so that I've heard a couple of West Coast teams have made some inquiries. Both in the AL and both in the NL, in the AL, both leagues, and the West Coast have made some inquiries about young Mr. Chisholm. Could your Dodger Blue actually be one of those that might be in the pipeline for that? Could you be one of them West Coast teams?
No, Dodgers are focusing on the Japanese kid and Anderson out of Chicago, if possible.
But what if y'all have the wealth of riches that y'all have in the minor leagues? Come on, man, that's doable.
No, but it's not. It's not. We need a short. We need a pure shortstop. He's playing. He's been playing second base. We have a set. We need a pure shortstop. Who got and? Oh, and we need.
Jazz could be your pure shortstop any day of the week right now.
Yeah, but Anderson better.
Anderson's a second baseman, bro.
No, Anderson out of the Chicago White Sox shortstop.
Boy, I don't know. Then get all two and put Jazz in your outfield.
The outfield loaded. They the Dodgers only hurt
Pearly, you can say your outfield is better than Jazz. All of your outfield is better than Jazz.
Who's better than Mookie?
All right.
And then we have our rookie center fielder who's like numbers is better than has been better than Jazz. He's a natural center fielder. Jazz is just a converted center fielder.
Listen here. All right. And then let me put it to you like this. This the difference between, you know, playing cute and Yankees. Let us have been involved in that conversation.
Listen to me.
We would have done hiding and pink strike.
You don't trade for something you don't need. The Dodgers need right now is shortstop, a starting pitcher, and bullpen help. That's what the Dodgers need. Why go for something you don't need?
All right. So what if you can't get Anderson out of Chicago? You can tell me Jazz is chopped liver at shortstop?
I'm not saying that, but he's not on our radar.
Anyhow, just for that, I hope he never end up in Dodger Blue Bay. I remember this.
You might never know. I wouldn't turn it down, but I'm not going to build people's hope up and for I something
put,
that ain't
I put the good old Don Zimmer mojo hex on you. So, yeah, y'all ain't going to never see him in Dodger Blue.
You ain't going to see what the Yankees need him? Where the Yankees can put him?
Where the Yankees can put him? Right in smack dab in the middle of center field.
And move. Who your center field is now?
It don't matter. Jazz go right there.
It don't matter.
Well, we've had injuries, Pearly. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know who my center fielder is. It could change by tomorrow.
Your starting center fielder is a pure center fielder. If it ain't him, it's Judd. You gonna put Jazz over Judd?
Because I could put Judd in left, and I could put Judd in right, but the cannon that he's got.
And what do you, Calfani or whatever his name, as have a resurgence out of this?
Where's Khalifa Cousin? Khalifa Khalifa, man. Listen, Khalifa Khalifa could go right back to where he knows so well, the bench.
No, because Volpe or whatever his name playing great baseball too, and you can't keep him off the field.
Yeah, but guess what? You got other players who could sit, like Donaldson could sit. He could go have a seat.
Okay? Donaldson off third base? You got to be kidding me.
Cabrera could have a seat. Donaldson in 151, Pearly.
Donaldson was hurting just back.
What about Cabrera, Mr. 190? I got options for you, brother. Listen, if Gleyber go below 220, 256, if Gleyber get to 230, Gleyber is my boy, he can sit his bungee down too.
Listen to me. Before he got hurt, his numbers were down. Instead of he should be back in second base and they ain't doing that.
He's telling you, man. Severino doing food, seven hits, four runs. I mean, come on, man. Listen.
Well, we'll see what happens. You got another month before the trade.
You
got
to shake it up, baby. You got to shake it up, man. You got to bring some life into these organizations, especially these dynasty franchises that are expected to be there, like the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Sometimes the Dodgers, they'll be there. It's early. It's only June. It's early.
You stay there playing cute, okay?
Man, the Braves were below 500 at the end of July and came back and won the division.
Yeah, but look at the division they play in, man. They ain't playing with big people. They ain't playing with dogs like us.
They had to win a lot of games.
And the Astros look like they're in that category, too. They got swept, too.
Yeah, they can be all right. They can be all right. All these teams are playing great baseball right now. Let me see if they can hold it up in the heat, get a little hotter.
Yeah, the summer's starting. Let's see when the summer roll in, man.
But I want to talk about this NBA move. Everybody think that Phoenix is the next NBA championship. And I'm telling you, Phoenix can be hard-pressed to make the win the division.
All right, hold on. Text coming in. Hey, I don't care who wear the Dodger blue. It will not work. Only LeBron can help the Dodgers. What gets Sweppy?
That sounds like Mr. Jeff again.
But I tell you. Hey, Naughty, what are you guys' thoughts on the big three in Phoenix? Booker, Beal, and KD. Well, there's only five players on the team right now.
Hold on. I'm waiting to talk about this one.
Go ahead, Pearly. I'll chime in at Dan. Go ahead.
Everybody thinks this is a super team right now. And don't take away from them. They can score. Between the three of them, that's 80 points a game. They can score. But you have a couple other problems that you're not looking at. They ain't got no bench. They decimated their bench to get KD. You trade the lad with the Salma or Samanti, whatever his name is. You trade him to get Beal. He was the guy in that game against Denver that they won, scored 19 points. So now you have no bench and you have no money.
Landry Shamet is who you're talking about, Brady.
You're not over the luxury tax. So now you got to look at a bunch of veterans with veteran minimums. It's basically what the Lakers did last year with Melo and all those guys.
Yeah.
Now,
they...
Plus, you got a center who was already mad saying he ain't getting enough touches. Where you can get touches now?
But I think they're going to try to trade Aiden for some pieces. I think that's what the next move is with him.
They're going to have to make that move because he's not going to be a happy camper, even though it's the new coach and him and Monty Williams didn't get along. It's a new coach. But the bottom line is the three of them got, you got to ship now. KD is not a problem. KD is a facilitator. He's a very selfless ball player. He can pass the ball. But Booker got the skull, and Beal got the skull. So if he's got, those two got the skull, and you got to make sure KD get the ball in his hand. What happened to DeAndre?
He better become a garbage man, rebound and layup. Follow
he
up.
He ain't going to be happy with that because he wasn't happy with that. Now he complained and said he ain't getting enough touches. You got no bench. You have a bunch of husband washouts on the bench. So when if Beal get tired, God forbid one of them get hurt, got to sit for a week or two, what can happen? Cut him galore. I think it's a great base for three, but you ain't got no money to think because this is what I figured out. Phoenix was not involved in the collective bargaining negotiations. Because this agreement, this new players association agreement is in my opinion and some others too, anti-big tree
that's what the league is forcing, because if you notice the narratives of Cowherd, Skip Bayless recently, Stephen A. Smith, all of them are on the same narrative, Nick Wright as well. No longer do you need a big three to win a championship. It could just be two with a good bench.
It's hard for you to get a big three because you can't pay three people $40 million.
Let's go to the phone lines, Pearly, real quick. We got a caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's happening, Marty and Pearly? All is well?
Pearly, I can let you handle this. All I can say to you, Mystery Dolphin, a.k.a. She-Dad, is your consistency when things go south for your squad and you turn into Houdini and absolutely dis-a-freaking pair is impeccable. You're consistent in multiple sports. That's all I can say. Pearly, he's all yours, brother.
Man, Lottie, I didn't call you a couple of times. I didn't call you when Pearly was there.
Yeah, he called. Him and I did have a talk. He did. He refuses to agree with me when I say the Heat only goes far Jimmy Butler to carry them.
But that was proven.
I'm excited because you think you all might get Damian. That's what you all excited about now.
No, he said he wants to stay in Portland. He didn't want to go to Miami.
Yeah, he's always in a conversation
If he wants to stay in Portland for a team that he can make the playoff, he's crazy.
I was trying to get in. Y'all was talking about Dylan Brooks that day when I was trying to get in, you see?
Oh, my God. Okay, Dylan Brooks. That's weeks ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, how you doing, though, after your Heat got beat again in the finals?
All is well. I call you for two things, Nutty. you always talking about that restaurant, Nutty Johnny. Man, listen, thank you. I went there yesterday, me and my family.
You like
listen, that? Off the chain.
You had the snobby at the Father's Day special, the snap and the potato salad and all of that. Yeah, man, I tell you.
Yeah, man, listen. I gone back there multiple times because that was off the chain. The service is good, the ambiance is good, and the food was off the chain.
Listen, go there and check them every day because they have a businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour, and they got great specials every day, man. And they change it up.
Yeah. Now, on another note, now, y'all know Miami can get Damian Lillard, though.
I don't know because Damian Lillard, he don't want to leave Portland.
He wants to stay because they trying to drive from Scoop Henderson. Scoot Henderson, and I'd do it if they get him in that pick.
But
him and Lillard
in
Portland, that's
nice.
Yeah, but him and Lillard in Portland, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Portland will rise to the occasion again
anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but now Beal, Golden State was in the discussion.
Miami was in the discussion. Miami was way up there. I thought Miami was going to get him.
Miami didn't want him. Miami really, that was a ghost. Miami really want Pat Riley really wanted Damon Lillard.
Miami wanted them.
Yeah, Beal was a goat.
I can agree with you because Damian Lillard does something that Miami doesn't do something that Miami does. He don't play no defense.
Not like that.
Listen.
And that's the next thing. KD don't play defense. Booker don't play defense. Now Beal don't play defense. Man, they better score 150 points a game because they can get beat many nights if they don't score.
Yeah, but I would rather us get Lillard, though. I would rather us get Lillard. That would take a spot. Plus, we would also need a power forward because if Vincent was playing that power forward position, and that didn't work out for us. Vincent was playing that power position.
That'd be a big plus. That'd be an upgrade. But you got to give up. You're going to have to give up. You're going to have to give up Lowry. And you're going to have to give up Robinson. And, no, and your second round pick.
Well, we could give up Lowry. I mean, Lowry is one now. We could give up Lowry.
Understand one thing. Portland ain't letting y'all take Dylan Lillard to give him a washout Lowry.
No. I'm sure that's getting worked out. But nobody really want Lowry. He's worn now. He's torn and worn and battered. Nobody want him.
All right.
But I believe we're gonna get Damian Lillard, and we're gonna get a marquee forward, and that would push us over the hump to get the next championship next year. I'm sure of that.
But my name is Juna. You very confident now?
Without a doubt. All Jimmy Butler needed was someone else to push him over that hump. He had to take those last shots. He had to do everything else. And,
I kept telling you, you only go fast. He carried you because he had no help. I kept telling you that.
Yeah, you 75% right on that. I give you 75% on that. 75, not the whole 100.
You give me. All right, I'll take that.
Yeah, I wouldn't give you the whole 100. But you was right on point with that. And I saw that in that last game when we lose.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, guys, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, man, get ready. Football season coming up, man. Don't be no stranger now, all right?
No, I won't.
And I'll tell him to look out for you, Naughty Johnny. Take good care of you, bro.
Okay, yes, thank you.
All right, be safe now. Pearly, I got a little something interesting for you. We're talking about folks on the move, all right? But here's the top 10 names, top 10 NBA players who could be dealt next after Bradley Beal. Number 10, OG Anunoboy, the forward from Toronto. And his upside is huge. A lot of people have been after this kid for a couple of years now.
Yes.
So he's a great 3-and-D wing, all right? He's one of the best the NBA has to offer. He averaged 16.8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists this season. He shot 38% from 3. And he had 1.9 steals a game. So fills up the stat sheet, you know what I mean? And here's what's interesting. The Memphis Grizzlies are the leader to land him. So that means to tell me they're going to make a play and unleash this kid while Ja's suspended. And he'll come in and he will replace Dylan Brooks, and which is a huge upgrade to Dylan Brooks. Also,
they're not taking, but I don't think they're bringing Brooks back.
Also, the Portland Trailblazers, if they keep Lillard now, and they draft Scoop Henderson, and they got Anunoboy, wait a minute now, and they got old boy up there as well too, Jeremy Grant. Watch it now, Portland is young and crazy.
You have a competitive team. That's all you have, a competitive team. Don't build them up now.
No. You add the veteran pieces to that. I want them to get emotional now. No. I'm just saying, you add another couple other pieces. Like you said, they'll be back in contention. They'll be back in the conversation. They'll be back to respectability. But you can't sit crown them as a championship contender. No. But they could possibly make it in the West.
Yeah, they could.
That's a big add for them if they could add him. Now, the number 8 player on the list, or sorry, number 9 player on the list, our very own DeAndre Ayton, center of the Phoenix Suns.
I love to have him in LA.
And here's but here's the hot spots: the Chicago Bulls, the Washington Wizards, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if you look at that Oklahoma City Thunder squad, if they put him in
he'll be nice in Oklahoma City, and they got
Shai-Gloria's Alexander, all right, and they also got Giddy, and they also got our boy who was puking up in the yellow cabs back of the car, man. Chet, all right. So
who was hurt?
Holmgren. So Chet, them you add him to that lineup with them guys that are skilled. They could get him the ball how he needs it in certain situations, but he could also feed off them with the break and off what I call garbage. Those guys shoot a high volume of threes. You snatch and rebound and go back up. You fill in your stat sheet every night.
Yeah.
It's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, okay? As a matter of fact, Stat Boy, instead of texting me, why don't you just chime in? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. So number 10 is Anunoby Boy. And also, you have, like I say, Ayton at number 9. But check this out, Pearly. And number 7, John Collins, the power forward of the Atlanta Hawks. Another young name that could actually be moving. Number 1 team on that list, the Dallas Mavericks. Followed up by the Indiana Pacers and the Utah Jazz. Speaking of the Pacers. Number 7 on the list, Buddy Hield. All kind of behaviors trying to get traded this offseason. And apparently, the number 1 spot for Shavano Buddy Hield right now is the New York Knicks. They want to make a trade.
And him in New York.
Oh, my God.
York would really be the piece they need.
Yes, indeed. That's the missing piece for the Knicks.
Oh, that would be really good for them. Because Byron is his name, right? He'll be driving all in.
Uh-huh.
And Julius Randle can stop trying to be a three-point shooter that he's not. And that would be, that's a good pickup for the Knicks if they could get him. The Lakers ain't in that money?
Yeah, they said the number 2 squad to land him are the Lakers, followed by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
This one may interest you, though, here, Pearly. All right? They got a young man coming out of Chicago at number 6, Zach LaVine. And they're saying the number 1 spots for him, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Miami Heat, Toronto Raptors, Los Angeles Lakers. But that Miami Heat, if they add Zach LaVine to the Miami Heat, Stat Boy, text me and tell me what you think of the Heat adding possibly Zach LaVine. What does that do for them? Is that the missing piece that Jimmy Butler needs?
Damian
Lillard is number 5 on the list. Top landing spots, the Miami Heat, the Brooklyn Nets, the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, I don't know how Kyle Lowry got on this list, but he's up there, and it's still value to him. And apparently, the Lakers, the Clippers, and the 76ers are the top 3 landing spots for Lowry.
Considering the little bit of money he makes, and this game, he would be an upgrade to D'Lo.
Chris Paul is next on the list, and his landing spots are going to be the Clippers, the Celtics, and the Heat. And they say he's probably going to be bought out by Washington, and he could end up on any one of those teams. He'd be a good addition to Boston and a good addition to Miami as well, too, especially off the bench.
I just wanted to say that. That's where he's now. He's now a backup. He's not the man. And if he can play a backup, he's going to give you 18 to 19 minutes a game. He probably would be there for the playoffs.
I'm telling you now, this makes no sense to me getting rid of Anthony Simmons in Portland. He's played well for Portland since he's been there. But apparently,
you make a trade to the Pelicans against Zion.
That's number 1 on the list right there is the New Orleans Pelicans, followed by the Toronto Raptors, and then the the Brooklyn Nets. And then numero uno on the list, the big guy himself. You called him just now, Zion Williamson, the number 1 potential NBA star to be traded this offseason. And the number 1 landing spots for him are the Miami Heat, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the New York Knicks.
I
can imagine him in New York, where they bring an old veteran that used to kill for the Knicks, who played for one of the best college basketball teams ever, if not the best. I'm talking about Larry Johnson, my boy. You know, dear friend through Stacey Augman, running Rebels Connection. He did great for the Knicks. If Larry could get in Zion's head and show him some back to the bucket moves in the garden, Zion would be a monster, bro. A monster. You know what he is in the open court. But if he could just get some consistent.
Who are you trading him for, though?
Well, that remains to be seen. None of these teams said who they'd trade and what the components would be.
Exactly. Because, I mean, they want out of bio for him being the number 1 pick.
All right. Well, boy, look here. Stat Boy don't play, boy. Stat Boy listening online, but Stat Boy says, listen, LaVine provides scoring that the Heat will need to improve their offense, but Dame should be much more highly sought after. They need to also get a true center and start playing Bam at the five and stick his big behind at the four. Thank you, Stat Boy. Good stuff.
He's right. He's very right.
Sancho knows his stuff, right? He can't ever run from his analysis. It's always well-researched and thought out. And the point is...
Listen, I learned that raising two sons, don't try to play like you know it all, because they put me in my place too many times.
Now, Levine added to Jimmy Butler. I think that's the 1-2 punch the Heat need. You throw Hero in there, too. Now you got some legitimate scoring. And then that allows that five-headed, undrafted free agent monster that shows up every other night. You know, your Duncan Robinsons and the rest of them, and they have those off nights. Now you're solid.
Yeah, but you still ain't. See, you calling all these names as if they ain't giving up nobody. Who they giving up to get them?
Obviously, Bam would probably be.
Out of all the players they got.
Bam and Hero.
The three players that are tradable is Bam, Hero, or Robinson.
Correct.
Jimmy's untouchable.
So we'll see. A lot of interesting components there, though, to that, Pearly. I can't lie. Off that list we saw, now, speaking of the Lakers, here's the biggest question, the five biggest questions for the Los Angeles Lakers right now. Number one, is LeBron actually retiring? We know he ain't retiring. He could be right back there being LeBron. Hey, you know, I thought of a new one the other day. And I said, listen, man, I got to tell Pearly this. It's a little after the fact, but I missed it in the moment, but it can still work. How about LeBroom, since he's been swept so many times, twice in the finals, once in the Western Conference? LeBroom, I think
that
works.
It would be an excellent move for him to do. Retire and go buy Charlotte, go and go play a player owner and play with his son in Charlotte next year.
Ah, boy, I tell you. And then he could let Lonzo and Lonzo Ball, let my old man be the coach. Naveel, I'm full shot. You know what I mean? What was the boss daddy name again? I try to forget him, but because he's annoying.
No.
It's LaMelo.
LeBron.
LiAngelo. Ding-a-ling and ting-a-ling and.
LaFonso or something like that?
Man, I think it's. Is it LaVar Ball? LeVar Ball, that's his name.
LeVar,
that's right.
You can have so much fun in the name. Like one time ago, Chickern was calling the Lakers. I think it was what Walter Berry has to play for.
For Portland, for a hot minute, he played for Portland and San Antonio. Walter Berry from St. John's.
He's coming down the court. He has a sister named Straw. Get it? Strawberry. Walter
I
Berry,
get it. That's why I'm laughing because I could see Chickering saying that because he had the corniest one-liners ever, boy.
And the way he said it was so, if you wasn't paying attention, you wouldn't miss it.
No,
but if you hear it,
one of the greatest, right?
How corny is this foolishness?
I took a picture with him in Miami Arena when I was in college. People was asking me, why are you taking a picture? And I said, this is a freaking legend over here, bro. You don't know who this is?
Yeah.
I said that, man, the butter's getting hard, the eggs are cooling, the milk is cold. Stick a fork in them, they done.
Jingling.
Close the refrigerator, the lights off. It's over.
Yep.
So let's get to this break. We didn't take any break yet, right, Mr. Bruiser? Let's take this break. And then we'll get back to wrap things up. We got Cowherd with the final 10 today, and he's breaking down all the post opportunities of this Chris Paul trade to Washington, where Chris Paul could end up potentially, and what it means now with Beal going over to Phoenix. So we'll see. No, you know, Cowherd got a lot of different takes and a lot of different angles, man. So we'll see what he got to say. All right, let's get to the break, Pearly, and we'll come right back after the break, all right?
All right, I'll be right there.
Cool.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back at you on the Monday, June 19th edition of Talking Heads. And Pearly, real quick, just picking up on what the Lakers need to do. LeBron, well, we know he's not retiring. Will the Lakers lose Reeves and Rui? I think they're keeping the R&R connection together. They say Reeves, they'll go up to $100 million in match, up to $100 million. And then Rui, they're definitely trying to get him back in the fold. And he genuinely wants to come back to the Lakers.
Yeah. So I think we'd be fine with those two. I think those two will be back in. I'm more concerned about Larry Walker.
No, Lonnie Walker, I think, comes back. I think they bite the bullet for the luxury tax. If they got to go in on the luxury tax to keep Austin Reeves, then they're going to sign Hachimura and they're going to sign Lonnie Walker. And I hear there's a potential with Mo Bamba. When you look at the center market out there, Mo's one of the best that's on the market. Now, do we want to pay him $10 million for the year? No. He's willing to take a salary cut. We keep him or we sign him to that $10 million guarantee and then we trade him for pieces.
Probably take him at a lower rate if he's willing to take a less money.
And Pelinka's wheeling and dealing. The biggest question for the Lakers, though, right now is D'Angelo Russell. What are they going to do with him? D'Angelo Russell and Dennis Schroeder, to tell you the truth.
I think we're going to lose Schroeder.
I think Schroeder's out of there again because I think Schroeder's going to get some money and he's going to cash in this time somewhere.
Yeah, I think he's going to cash in.
Russell, I like him for what he did in the regular season. I like him for what he did in the playoffs early. But, boy, when you cannot be played in a finals matchup, something is wrong.
Sometimes, that has happened. That don't mean you can't win. That has happened.
No, I know. And sometimes, it's a matchup situation. I look at all the free agent point guards on the market. He's one of the younger, better ones. I mean, why not invest with him? Rather than a long and a tooth Chris Paul.
I think we're going to bring D'Lo back. I just think we're going to lose Schroeder.
How much money do the Lakers have to spend? As much as they want. Because, they project to be over the $134 million salary cap. They're going to pay the luxury tax. Hachimura could get about $27.6 million. Reeves and Vanderbilt could get some money. All right. So they're going to have some money. And there's players that they can cut as well, too.
The Lakers bringing those guys there and not making an effort to keep them. Make those moves. You give them some things to get them there to rebuild this team and then let it just crush right back. I don't see that happening.
And the next question is, who are the Lakers going to pick in the draft? That's the major question. They could be trading because, obviously, they got a nice pick at 17. They could trade back to the Pacers and get, 26 and 29 or the Nets 21 and 22. Okay, but if they hold firm, there's a couple of names.
I think there was a point guard out of.
There's a kid out of Connecticut, Jordan Hawkins, I think. Is a kid they're looking at, and they're also looking at a kid, Smith Jr., out of Arkansas, who's a dynamic guard, scoring combo guard. So we'll see. I think they're looking for some more scoring.
They need shooters, not scorers. Shooters. They got scorers. They need shooters.
And they're talking about a possible Malik Beasley to the Pistons trade.
Please, bye.
I don't think we're paying him that $16 million, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
All right, Purdy, let's check out baseball real quick. What's on schedule tonight in Major League Baseball? You got the schedule in front of you?
I know the Dodgers ain't going to lose tonight because we ain't playing.
Look at my boy.
Oh, I'm so pissed right now. You got the Cardinals and the Nationals in the six right now. The Cardinals up 6-5 on the Nationals. Then you got the Royals and the Tigers at 6:40. Marlins hosting the Blue Jays at the same time. The Cubs in Pittsburgh at 7:05. The Rockies at the Red Hot Reds at 7:10. The Red Hot Red Sox at the Minnesota Twins at 7:40. Then you got your Rangers at the White Sox. The Mets and the Astros, that should be a pretty good. Scherzer against Brown, that should be a pretty good game tonight. Yeah. Diamondbacks and the Brewers. The Brewers need a win badly. So they're going with Burns against Kelly tonight.
I like the Marlins. Go ahead.
And then the Padres and the Giants.
I like the Marlins tonight. I like the Red Sox. And I like the Cincinnati Reds.
I like
those three. And a three-teamer right there.
All right. I can pick three other teams. I like the Pirates tonight. I like the Reds tonight. And I like the Arizona. And I like the Brewers tonight.
Well, all you got to do is log on to theislandgame.com, theislandgame.com. Check out their sports book. Bet it, set it, and forget it. Always play responsibly. Check out how many ways you can play and win. Baseball is always a great sport to play with the Island Game.
Yep. Yep.
All right, we got it all in, Pearly. It's that time. We got to take the break, and then Cowherd's taking us home. So have a great Monday, man. I appreciate you chiming in. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Enjoy your baseball tonight. All right?
See you tomorrow, God, please.
All right, yes, indeed. We'll see you mañana right here. Be good, Bahamas. If you can be good, be good at it.
Hasta pronto.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Fidelity.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Lots and lots to talk about. How much fun was yesterday? I got United States men's national team, the U.S. Open, Bradley Beal deal, Chris Paul deal could happen later today. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, or was plenty of both. Yesterday was a good TV day. I flew in. I was hanging out with my wife somewhere else, another state, on Father's Day. So I flew back in, watched the U.S. Open. A lot of fun. Really pulling hard for Rory McIlroy. Really pulling hard. Didn't happen. And then I watched the United States men's national team. Man, they're fast. They're twitchy. We got our guys.
We got a squad. You know, that's what they say out there in the soccer streets. We got a squad.
And we do.
I can't wait for the World Cup in 26.
I know. Either can I. Thank God it's in North America. So we waited and waited and waited for years. For years I've been saying, I wish Bradley Beal would go to a winning organization. A great front office, great ownership, other great players. And, you know, for about an hour, you thought the John Wall, Bradley Beal thing would work, but Wall was never what people thought he was. And so Bradley Beal, really good player, really smart guy, loyal player, sat for years in a bad operation. Then the Phoenix Suns go out and they get a new owner, and he's much better than the previous owner, and new owners tend to be really, really aggressive. We saw Steve Ballmer do this. We saw David Tepper, Carolina do this. New owners want to put their imprint on an organization. And so the Phoenix Suns owner says, get me Bradley Beal. That's after getting Kevin Durant, and I love this squad. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker. Yes, that's a really good basketball team. I hear this. What about Phoenix's bench? You know who led the NBA in bench scoring this year? The Pacers. The Spurs were second. The Pistons were top five. You know who wasn't good off the bench in terms of productivity? Miami, Celtics, Sixers. Denver was middle of the pack. A good GM can move parts and cobble together a workable bench. A great GM can't make Chris Paul younger or Landry Shamet better. For the record, the Sacramento Kings had the number one bench scoring in the playoffs. One and done. See ya. Give me a break on bench. They have DeAndre Ayton. My guess is they'll move him for parts. They'll fortify their bench. They'll get another average starter, and there you go. But we've discussed this multiple times on the show. You don't need three megastars. In fact, Brooklyn did that, and it flamed out. You need three very impactful players that can work and fit together. KD doesn't need the ball in his hands. He worked instantly with Phoenix. Devin Booker has the ball in his hands a little more, but he's not a ball hog. He's not a Westbrook player or a James Harden player. He dribbles the air out of the ball. And then you have Bradley Beal. Again, can catch and shoot, can lead traffic. But Chris Paul was getting old. Chris Paul wants to end his career somewhere in L.A., Clippers, Lakers. This is a perfect fit. When anybody laments Phoenix's bench, A, it wasn't as bad as you think. Go look it up from last year. And secondly, who rolled through the NBA playoffs? Was it Jokic, Murray, and Gordon, or the Nuggets bench? Give me a break. Bragging about your bench in real estate is like bragging about your two-car garage. It ain't selling the home. The kitchen is. The master bath is. The neighborhood is. The landscaping can help. It's not your two-car garage. So it's nice to have. It'd be great to have the league's best bench. But if you have three impactful players, chances are you can't afford it. That's why the Pacers had the best bench scoring, and the Spurs were second. What do you bet with Victor Wembanyama? They probably won't have great bench scoring because their star will do more of the scoring. So I got three guys, all smart veterans, all impactful. None of them constantly need the ball. All of them want one thing. That's a ring. Again, there was a reason Twitter blew up and the internet exploded with the news that Bradley Beal was going to the Suns. It did not explode because they picked up a bench wing 3-and-D guy. They're just bench guys. You have free agency to improve your bench. You have a trade. You have the draft. You have the buyout market. Kevin Love came out of the buyout market. Pat Bev. You have the trade deadline. I get Bradley Beal, a camp, an offseason, a full season with Vogel, KD, Booker. This is going to be a really, really good basketball team. My guess is their bench will be, I don't know, top 12 to 15 in the league. Exactly where Denver's was. All right, so part of the trade was Chris Paul going to Washington. Now, Chris Paul, they're going to buy him out, and Chris Paul is going to be a free agent. And then Chris Paul is either going to go where he wants to live in Los Angeles, to the Lakers and Clippers. Chris Paul was on with Michael Strahan, Good Morning America, this morning, and talked about how he found out he'd been traded.
I see this potential blockbuster deal between you and Bradley Beal that may take you from Phoenix to Washington and vice versa. Mm. I was surprised. What are your first thoughts on that?
I was surprised, too. I found out on the plane yesterday flying here for this. You know, in this league, anything can happen, so you just figure out what's next. Mm.
What was your first reaction?
Don't push him any further. He's trying to be nice about
it.
Yeah,
he is, right?
Yeah. What's happening?
It's crazy to me how many people are pushing back on Chris Paul to the Clippers. For 3 years, I've watched this team with a great owner and a great coach and two phenomenal wing players have no facilitator and try to make Kawhi Leonard, who in his prime was not a facilitator. He's been a get a bucket, get a stop guy. He's never been get a teammate, an easy jumper guy. Westbrook's a scorer, bad hands, not great vision. It's not who you want leading you, and he needs the ball all the time. Chris Paul is the classic facilitator on a team with a great...